Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Representative Mike Cameron and Representative Steve Tarvin, both Northwest Georgia, say they're going to introduce legislation next year aimed at increasing financial oversight in the Walker County government. The proposal would require a forensic audit during the first year of every new county commission chairman's term. It would also require the county to publicly disclose any negative quarterly budget variances and develop a plan to address those shortfalls. Lawmakers say the measure is intended to strengthen fiscal management, aimed at ongoing concerns about the county's financial stability. The announcement comes as Walker County officials work through a proposed fiscal year 27 budget that includes a projected multi-million dollar shortfall. The legislation is expected to be introduced when the Georgia General Assembly convenes in January. Dade County Commissioners meet tonight with a full agenda, including property taxes, data centers, and updates on several county projects. The workshop starts at 6, the regular monthly meeting at 7, both at the County Administrative Building. During the workshop, commissioners are expected to schedule this year's millage rate public hearings, get an update on construction of the new elections building, consider the second reading of proposed changes to the county's alcohol beverage control ordinance, and discuss cell towers and data centers. They're also consider reappointing the county's safety coordinator and issue proclamations recognizing National Emergency Management Awareness Month, Purple Heart Day, and National Senior Citizen Day. Then during the regular meeting, commissioners will hear updates from the 4-H program, the chief appraiser of the county, Paula Duvall, as well as Alliance for Dade, the Dade County Public Library, and county executive Don Townsend before taking action on the workshop agenda. Both meetings are open to the public this evening. The world's longest yard sale returns to Lookout Mountain this weekend, officials reminding motorists to take extra caution. Thousands will be out, vendors, visitors, shoppers alike, all expected along Highway 157 and Highway 189 on Lookout Mountain in Dade and DeKalb counties, creating heavier than normal traffic through the event. Officials are urging drivers to slow down and watch for pedestrians, avoid sudden stops and U-turns, and use extra caution when entering and exiting parked areas or roadside vendor locations. Shoppers are reminded to park only in designated areas, never block the roadways, and of course keep children close at hand at all times. Now with the hot temperatures expected, everyone encouraged to drink plenty of water, wear sunscreen, and take frequent breaks in the shade. The world's longest yard sale continues through the weekend. Back to school time across the tri-state. Drivers reminded to watch out for school buses and students on the roadways. Walker County students went back yesterday, Jackson County today, and Dade County students head back tomorrow. Motorists should expect increased traffic during the morning and afternoon hours. Reminded to slow down in school zones, watch for children at bus stops, and always stop when a school bus extends its stop arm and flashing red lights. On a side note, students, parents, and teachers in Georgia are reminded that the state's new bell-to-bell no-cell law is now in effect. The law prohibits students in kindergarten through 12th grade from using personal electronic devices during the school day from the first bell until the final bell, with limited exceptions. A little extra patience on the road, fewer distractions in the classroom, that can certainly help students get the school year off to a safe and successful start. It's Election Day in Tennessee, and officials are expecting busy polling places across the Sequatchie Valley and the surrounding counties. Officials say early voting turnout exceeded 2022 totals in many counties, pointing to strong voter interest headed into today. Polls are open today for county general elections and state primaries. Now, registered voters can find their polling place, view a sample ballot, and verify their voter registration by downloading the free GoVoteTN app or visiting govotetn.gov before heading to the polls. In sports, the Atlanta Braves wrapping up a three-game series with Miami Marlins, looking for a sweep as they beat the Marlins 4-1 last night. First pitch for tonight's game, scheduled for 7:15. Airtime for the Ford Leadoff Show, 6 o'clock this evening here on Classic Hits KWIN. That's your latest news updates. Get up to date anytime, 24-7 at discoverdade.com and here on the radio at 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.